Okay, good evening, gentlemen. Continue the Rambam, Hilchos Geirushin, Perek Hey, Halacha Gimel, Chapter 5, Law Number 3, in the Maznaim text. It's at the bottom of page 78 and 79. And you will take a look at the little cute picture at the bottom of 79. Oh. That makes things a little
Yeah, me too. I thought we were doing Erevin.
I looked at the, I opened, closed the page.
Okay.
See,
all right. Well, we got 9. We're missing by 1 today.
Again.
Who can we guilt out
Where's
today?
Paul?
Who do we guilt out? Oh, somebody.
We can get Joel. Joel, are you here?
Joel.
No, okay. Anyway, Gimel. Hoysa oimedes b'roish hagag shalo. The woman is standing on top of her roof of her house that has a roof. If you look in your picture on 79, you've got it. 79. You've got the letter A is the courtyard where the man is standing, and that is his domain. You've got C is the roof, a new domain, a separate domain, although contiguous with the other domain.
Contiguous.
Right.
Wow.
That's a fancy word. What was the other fancy word I said this morning? Aphorism.
Aphorism. Yeah.
Wow. Whoa. Two fancy words.
I don't even know what it means.
Well, I can't wait to hear that.
In the class this morning.
I know. You're going to listen to it tonight.
Okay. It's only a few words I know. Don't be impressed. Okay. Anyway. So C is the roof. She's hiding on the roof. Now B is the guardrail that's going up higher than the roof, and that's going to protect anything from not falling out of the roof, okay? So picture in mind, A is a man with a good arm. He has to get there, and he throws it up, over the letter B, and it's somewhere flying over C right now. It has not yet landed.
But if he puts backspin on it, it'll
okay,
land.
Okay, so that's the, you got that.
Get to a ball or something?
You got that idea? He hated her so much.
Airplane.
He says, you come down if you want this get. And she says, I ain't coming down. You come up. I ain't coming up. Here. Boom. And he throws it at
her. How about if he attached it to a golf ball and put it
okay, anyway. So now, anyway. So he is what? Vahu milamata. He's below Bachatzera in his chutz, in his courtyard. Who's Rokal Olamal. And he throws it up to her. Now, what do we have to have happen here? Kevin shegia la'avir mechitzas ha'ma'akeh. Once it gets into the air region, within the walls of the ma'akeh, the guardrail that's there. Okay.
Like
now, that means it's lower than B. It got over B, and now it's under B. Okay. It hasn't hit the ground yet. It's arced. Mm-hmm. Let's say here's B, right? So it's gone over. Now it's there.
It's into a guarded area.
Okay.
Below
now,
the height of
once
B.
It's, now it's on this side of the wall, it's
area.
Protected.
Yeah.
It's, nothing's
going to
happen to it
it's
right now,
area.
Right? Because it's within, right? If it would be still up here, it's not protected because it's above the wall. Okay. So now, more than that, and even if let's say this wall is more, let's say it's 10 tvachim high.
That's definitely.
Let's say 10 tvachim high. And let's say come over the top, and now let's say this is 8 tvachim off the roof, right. But it's still lower than the guardrail.
Right.
Okay? That's where it's positioned right now. Or let's say, olapachos mishlosha tvachim. Or it is less than 3 tvachim from the ground, even, I'm imagining, somuch legag, near the roof, even if there is no guardrail.
Well, if the guardrail is less than 3.
Okay, let's say less than 3. So either it is below the guardrail or within 3 tvachim. And why is 3 tvachim the magic number?
Shibud.
As if it was there.
Not
shibud.
Levud.
Levud.
Levud means it's
as if it were there.
It's like on the ground.
Is it shibud up on top?
No. Shibud is something altogether. Okay. Shibud is your money.
Oh, right.
Levud. You're thinking of
what's on top of
gudachis?
Yeah, gudachis. Okay, that's it.
Okay. Anyway, it sounds like Chinese food. Okay. Anyway. Anyway, so if it's again, if it's below the guardrail, and it could be even more than 3 tefachim off the ground, or it's without a guardrail and it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, samach l'gad close to the roof, nis garsha, she is divorced at that point in time. And we'll see why that makes a big difference. Even though it has not yet rested, technically, if it's now in the air at 8:17:46, Okay, and then at 49 seconds, it hits the ground. She's divorced at 46 seconds. You'll see why that's why we're being so picky about this. But that's what it is. But there's still one thing has to happen. Ubavat shenuch, but it has to eventually hit the ground. Right? Then she'll be divorced retroactively 3 seconds before. Right? Now, let's say like this. Now, this is wild, but, you know, of course, we have to know all possible cases. Okay, now, the husband, he was really angry at her. He's screaming at her. He says, you get down here right now. I'm not going down here. You climb up. He says, I'm not going to climb up. You good for nothing. So I'm just going to throw it. And his blood pressure was boiling. And he's so out of shape. He never threw anything in his life. So he throws it up. And also, there's a...
He
hits the ground. Oh no, they bring a feather. Is he still breathing now? It's coming over the top. 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 It's just going over the brink. Over there. She's divorced. And then he died. Now, he died while it's still hitting the ground.
Yeah,
but he died after it went over the guardrail or within 3 tvachim. Question is, was it a divorce or was it not a divorce? Remember, you can't give a divorce after you're dead.
Yeah.
Even if you planned it in advance and everything, but if you're dead. Faith. So now, that's why it's very important. At what precise moment is she divorced? She is divorced at the moment it goes inside the area of the guardrail or within 3 tvachim of the floor of the roof. But... It still has to eventually hit the roof. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't hit the roof, then it never was there really.
Right.
But if it hits the roof, then retroactively, 3 seconds beforehand, she was divorced. And if he dies after she was technically divorced, right? She'll be considered divorced and not a widow. Makes a difference. She could marry a Kohen.
Yeah, because if he that died, no, he could. She
so if he died,
he couldn't.
So if the law was, if the law was, she's not divorced till it hits the floor,
she
and he died beforehand, then she never got divorced.
She could marry a coin.
Then she could marry a coin. You see, I don't know. I don't know if that case ever happened, but at least want to know precisely when she's divorced.
Why doesn't it matter that there's no guard on the other side of?
It could be there is. We just don't need it for the picture's sake.
Well, because I mean, it could just fly off.
You're right. So probably there is one. There probably is another one, but it would confuse everybody.
You have to put it. You have to put that up on the roof.
This is confusing. Because
then you have to put it up on the roof. It says in the Torah.
Yeah. No, he's saying, why don't you have one over here? Why doesn't the picture have it over there?
So I'm saying it's not necessary for the case.
First, I need 3 dimensions. You'd have to put 4 of them. It just wants to make it.
Say in a courtyard, it'd fly over, be over.
So obviously there is, but for the sake of simplicity, Paul. Right. For simplicity.
All around the.
But what does it say here? And it says in our halakha.
See, an accountant doesn't let anything go.
No, but it says
the other side can't
let it. It surrounds the
water.
It says Saviv.
Yeah.
It says in our halakha, it says it surrounds the
Okay, but that's good. Okay, fine. So that's the first part. But what if happens? What if happens after it crosses that threshold, but it has not yet hit the ground? And look what happens now. Aval im nimchak. But if the thing gets rubbed out. How can it rubbed out? We added a new factor. It was raining. It's raining, so while he throws it, the rain's coming on it, and the stuff's starting to run in this, and right as before it hits the ground, all the letters are not discernible.
But if it happened after it hits the ground, it's fine, even though she hasn't.
Now again, if it got rubbed out before it hit the ground, let's say if it crossed over the threshold, still okay. But then lots of rain, and it got rubbed out, and then it hit, then. You're going to see it's not a get. Oh, Nisraf, Kohen Shigayla. Let's say there's a whole fire in midair.
It's better.
And it burns it.
The barbecue.
Even though it got rubbed out after it got within the airspace below the guardrail.
Yeah.
Or it's within 3 tvachim of the roof.
Campfire.
And it's still, or let's say another example. Could go in Shinosh for a ruch. What if the wind just blew it? Philoso, and just blew it right off. Never got onto the roof and went 6 roofs down. Philoso, lifted up. Vinimchak, or let's say maybe rubbed it out. Or Nisra got burnt. Anyway, hol ve'ena holich lenuach, since it's not in the, it isn't going to go down and touch. Eno get, it's not a get. Veloni skarsha, and she is not considered divorced. Now, we will see in a moment that this halacha is in contradistinction to the next halacha. And we'll have to explain the reason why. Now, halacha dalid is the exact same thing, but the opposite. We're now going to put the man on the roof, and the woman on the courtyard. And we're going to do the same thing. Hoya hagag shalo, we're in halchadad. If the roof was him, he's on the roof and it's his. Vu milmalabo, he's higher up on the roof. Vihil milmata b'chatzah shalo, she's below in the courtyard that's hers. Vizarek lagit, and he throws a get to her. Kaven shiatzah haget mi mechitzas hagag. Once the get goes over his guardrail, he throws it from C, going down now, right? From C. He's at C, the man's at C, throws it, and the trajectory is pointed that it's below B. It's below the guardrail, so it ain't coming back.
It's the top of, below the top of B.
Below the top of B, so it's not coming back.
It ain't coming back.
Right? Once they've gone out of the guardrail of the roof, now it's come into the courtyard of her domain, because once it's below, now it's in her domain, even though it's in the air, Shomedispo, Nisgarsha, she is divorced, regardless what happens afterwards. Even if it doesn't hit the ground, even if it never hits the ground, it's divorced. Now, what's the difference? The answer is obvious. When it's called gravity.
Yeah. Sooner or later.
It's called gravity. When you're throwing something down, there's no way it's not going to go down.
But when it's supposed
but when you're
to
going,
down.
Once you're going up, even if it can come down a little bit, but it's in the upward thing, we have to be sure that it hits the ground. Once you're throwing up, the only way we consider is if it, because up is not down. So if you started, the husband starting from below and throwing up, it's got to hit. If it doesn't hit, you know, because you start throwing it up, and anything can happen when you're throwing it up. But when it's going down, down is an automatic. And it's as if it's there. It's as if it's there. Even though something else happens, it doesn't matter. She is divorced as soon as it comes into the air zone within the guarded area. And since it's always been going down, it's as good as if it's there.
But it went so, up to go down.
I understand, but it doesn't matter. But since it was starting up, when you're throwing up, the only way we can ever be for sure is if it lands.
So what happens if it lands in the water and gets erased?
That's the next halacha.
Okay.
But I'm still confused because when he threw it up,
then gravity
pulls it down from.
But we don't know when it's coming down. We don't know. It's coming down.
What goes up?
And the other question I have is
because that's not the natural way. It's going from. Right, from down to up, so it doesn't help at all. Even if it's coming down, it's not really considered his, it's not even considered his energy.
Yeah.
When the guy throws it down, it's his energy, it's all his energy. Now, it's his energy,
listen carefully,
it's his energy that it's put it in, when it's going down, it's his energy that put it within her mechitzas. So, divorce, finish, he put it into that mechitza. When he threw it up, he didn't put it into the mechitzo. When it's coming down is el graviteo itself, not him. So now, if it has to hit her ground, then it's so only retroactively when it hits the ground do we then consider retroactively it was there.
So we're not worried about the energy it took for him to throw it over B.
Well, the energy it took so is not the energy bringing it down to hit into her courtyard, into her rooftop. So therefore, you need it to actually hit. And now it says
it. He's just a girder. He can just throw it over like it's not a big deal.
He could.
Yeah, that's right. That's nothing. That's
like throwing it up.
That's the whole point. It's a down. You're right. It's a down.
Just really high.
He's not going like this.
Yeah, it's just going down.
In the first case, it's the end of his throw. Now that's it, and now it's dropping. So that's not his
throw. That's not his throw at all.
That's bringing it down. Here, he could just go like this. That's right. Totally okay. Within his kayak.
Okay, I hear that.
Even in the second case, on the way down, the wind could just grab it and can go in the neighbor's courtyard.
Once it's in her mechisa and it's within the walls, it's considered guarded. It's considered guarded. That's it. Yeah, right. Other things could happen. But at this point in time, she's calling it finished. Because under normal circumstances, it's going to go straight down. It's in her zone. It's in his area. He put it into her territory already. It's in her territory. It's as if she has it. It's like it's in her chutzner. A chutzner that is guarded is considered, you've got it already. Even has it touched because it's guarded. Now an unusual wind comes and going to blow it and make it, that's unusual. But it's already in it, and under normal circumstances, it's his put it in there, and that's enough.
You're saying if it gets blown out of the courtyard, if it does lands
in her courtyard,
never lands. Okay, I think that's the next.
No, it doesn't matter. That's a different case. It's a different. Hay is a different case.
What if he's
You'll see. Just let me say it.
You know what? I'll give you a chance to say it.
Thank you so much.
Is the guardrail enough that she wouldn't have to be there? That it's protected.
Well, that's enough. We already said she has to be around. Her field. Remember we said yesterday she has
there,
to be aware of what's going on. We learned
it's
that yesterday.
What if there's no?
If she has to be standing by the side.
Right? I thought that was if it was open. Is it? Doesn't matter if it's like.
Oh, I'm not sure. But get the socho. Still, it's not.
What if there's no guardrail and he throws it and it just he managed to get it up and it goes right onto the surface of it, like it goes.
Does it touch it? Does it touch the floor? Does it touch the
roof? Yeah, he goes right.
Once it hits the roof.
It doesn't go up and down. He just barely gets it over the edge.
Okay.
Yeah?
Is the guardrail necessary to protect it from falling off?
We have the guardrail in. We have to have a guardrail.
You see, the guardrail case was there, I have a feeling, for the reshus in case he dies. You see, if there's no guardrail there, then it has to hit the ground in order to be in her reshus.
Right, so he's saying it hit the ground right at the edge.
Yeah, so once it hits the ground, it's in her reshus.
I guess it's in her reshus. Okay, now let's look at hay.
One more question, if I might. But the case where he throws it over, B, does the 10 mean anything? Like
10? What 10?
Like, can it be so high that it's not considered within her property?
As long as it's within walls, it doesn't matter. It's within walls.
Is there walls or is it just
a wall? There's a wall. Again, Paul, what are we going to add to this picture, Paul?
Put a wall on the other side.
Okay. Right. Okay.
I got my answer from
before. Hey, Bays. He throws it into the domain. Now, we're not talking about roofs anymore. If we have straight, one field, throws it straight. But he threw it going right for a fire in her field. It's a huge, roaring fire. He's throwing it straight for the fire.
In her barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Finistrof, and it burns. Oh. Right? Olatoch HaMayim. He throws it right into the water. Venimchak, either the get gets erased or never gets lost in the water. But he went right in there. Ain't a get, that's not a get at all. Because it was initially being thrown right into the fire. Right? So, it's not like, well, here's the point. Technically, the fire is in her domain. Right? And the water is in her domain. He threw it right into the fire. Said, well, what do I care? It was in the air. It's going to go down. It's going to go in. No. If it goes right into the fire,
it never landed.
The fire is not considered the air. That's her domain.
But if it bounces.
The water is not the air. That's her domain. That's just throwing it to be destroyed. Mm-hmm. However, Avon Higiel Rishusa Vinok. But if he throws into her field and it
bounces
in the field on the ground there, and then let's say a fire was burning up her part of her countryside, and the fire is coming and coming and coming and coming, and before she picks it up, the fire then moves over and burns it out. So I raise again, that's a get, because it hit the ground legit, and the fire came afterwards.
What happens if it hits the ground and rolls and then goes in the fire? Hits the ground, rolls, and goes into the water.
I don't know.
That's a realistic question.
I don't know. Take
that on golf.
Love.
How does she get her receipt? They didn't give her a receipt. She doesn't get the get anymore.
Well, she doesn't get the get to begin with.
First of all, forget about the receipts. We have to know if it was a proper giving.
Okay, so.
So I don't care. You can give a receipt or not a receipt. If it's not a proper giving,
no,
a receipt doesn't.
Proper giving. It landed in the
so let's say there. Listen. Let's add to this case. You have to have witnesses, right?
Yeah.
The business probably there. Or there's witnesses at least verifying what happened, and then she'll get a receipt afterwards. But a receipt won't help if it wasn't a halachically acceptable giving.
Right.
Won't help anyway. Vav.
Well, one more thing. If it gets burned before she gets to open it and read it.
That's what we're talking about.
We have to have witnesses. We have to have witnesses that signed it and witnesses that know that it was that one that got thrown.
We
already had that before, didn't we?
Right. Or the witnesses could be there and landed and it was in
If he just throws something at her and nobody can prove what he threw was at her, then
they saw it before he crumpled it up.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess my question really is, are the witnesses the ones who say, yeah, it's a kosher get because the best thing doesn't see it?
The witness have to say, I know that this man gave this woman a kosher get for her.
So all the halachas we learned about, you write it this way, write it that way.
They have to see the get. They have to see the get. These guys, they have to see.
It doesn't matter that their signatures you don't see anymore.
It doesn't have to be. It could be anybody else's signature. They say, I saw him give her a kosher get. Finish.
That's it.
kosher. So they have to know when they sign it that it's a kosher get.
Yeah.
They have to know enough about a get when they sign it.
Yeah, they got to know. It wasn't a fishing license.
No, but all these little, problems.
That's obvious, but all these little nuances that we learned the other day that it's a get or a not a get.
Well, but we have the get. We'll have to see the get then.
It's burned. It just got burned. That's my point.
Then we'd have to do more investigation. We'd have to call the cipher and say, what did you do? Did you do it properly?
Okay,
now, Vav. If you thought the cases weren't interesting enough.
Well, they're going to get more interesting.
They're going to get more interesting. Okay, two cases in Vav. Number one, Zeroko, he throws into her field, but guess what? It lands not on the ground, but al gabe kana, on a reed. There's a reed coming from the ground, goes up like this, and what a shot. It just ends, he lobs it, and it just, poof, lands right on the reed and stays on the reed.
Well, it goes in the hole.
Oh, romach, or there's a spear that was just stuck in the ground, and it lands right on top of the spear. And the utsim vershusa that are stuck into her domain, and they are higher than the walls that are protecting her property.
Uh-oh.
The commentaries add.
Ain't no
get. It's not a get. Why? Because even though it's resting on something that's connected to the ground, but no, resting in a place that is guarded. And that's not considered guarded because since the reed is higher than the protective walls, the wind can blow it right over and out of the field that's not protected. That's case number one. Case number two, you're going to want to take a look in picture on page 81. Picture on page 81, we've got two courtyards contiguous to each other, and the man's courtyard is C. Okay, now he is going to throw it. Let's say, and he's standing outside. See where the line starts to the left of the courtyards. He's standing outside of C. His property is C, which has a very high wall. Her property is B, that has much lower walls. He now goes and throws the get from the left of his courtyard over his courtyard, going into her courtyard. Now, at what point is the get considered a get? Now, her courtyard is inside his courtyard. It's like an inner courtyard, but it's hers, right? Now, the point is, at what point will the get be a get? Will it be when it's within the walls of B, the lower walls, has to go so far down to within her protective walls? Or will it be enough it's within his protective walls, because his protective walls effectively are protecting her get anyway, because it's below his walls? What's the worst that would happen? The wind could maybe blow it out of B, but it's still going to stay in C. So she won't lose it per se. So will, or the wind may, or his walls can really protect her from any wind at all. All right, so you understand? So it's not within her walls, but it's within his exterior walls that her walls are within. Mm-hmm. So that's the question, is that good enough? Let's see what he says. So the second half of Halacha Vav. Shtei chatzera zu melifnim zu. There's two courtyards, one's inside the other courtyard. Hapnimi shelo, the inner courtyard is hers. Vachitzona shelo, the outer courtyard is his. Vikosa hachitzona, and the outer courtyard's walls. Remember, Paul, you want to add a right side to the picture, just like the left side of the picture. Okay? So there, you got that as well. So his walls are higher than the inner walls, just as the picture shows. So Kaven Shazarak Haget Latoch Avir Hachitzona, since he throws the get, and as long as it was in the airspace opposite the outside wall, even though it has to be over her field, it can't be over C, because then it hasn't even gotten into her courtyard. It has to be over B, which is her courtyard. But once it's, though, within the space going horizontally from his walls, it's below the height of his wall. Nizgarsha, she is divorced.
Even
though
it's not.
Why? Because the inner one is protected by the outer walls. Mashe enkem bekupos, which we will not say the same thing regarding containers. You're going to say, what about containers? What you're talking about? That's halacha zayin, is the container shaila. So forget about those last two words now, but just accept the fact what we do say with inner and outer courtyards, we do not say it by containers, which will be explained shortly.
If it blew back into sea, granted it would be in his domain, not...
It would still be considered as if it was in hers. Still considered protected.
I mean, isn't that like he hadn't delivered it to her yet when it's in his
Once
domain?
It's in her airspace and it's protected as if she has it. She is divorced at that point.
Okay.
That's
as long as it's not destroyed with his
Okay, now we move on to the containers.
Zion.
And I think it would be a good place to stop because this is very complicated. So.
Okay. Delivering a ketubah.
About 24 and a half minutes.
Would all these things be changed if delivering a ketubah, like these scenarios?
Probably. A lot.